This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Pin Chasers. Anthony Peroni and Pin Chasers are celebrating their 60th anniversary this year. They're also in the middle of Selfless September. We've told you about the last couple of weekends, how all two-hour blocks of bowling have inspired Pin Chasers to make a donation to Big Brothers Big Sisters and also to the Apple a Day Foundation. For more on that, you can visit the Pin Chasers Facebook page. I just want to remind you that Pin Chasers has late night specials 5 nights a week, such as unlimited bowling and unlimited pizza. There's bone bowling night at the Midtown location with my golf buddy Drew Garabo from 102.5 The Bone every Wednesday, including dollar Miller Lite drafts. They do the breakfast bowl 7 days a week for $8. You get a you get breakfast and 2 hours of bowling before 11 a.m. Pin Chasers never charges you for your shoes, and even if you don't have the right socks to go with those dreaded ugly bowling shoes, just ask Pin Chasers and they will provide you a new pair to wear with those vaunted shoes. I thank Pin Chasers for their wonderful contribution in terms of a grand prize for my upcoming golf tournament. It is a bowling birthday party for up to 12 people. It is all inclusive. It even includes arcade time. In addition to the bowling, the decorations, the soda, the pizza, and there's even a new bowling ball in the basket for the winner. Thank you, Anthony Peroni. Congratulations on 60 years at Pin Chaser, 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills, 4847 North Armenia in Midtown, 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue, just east of the Veterans Expressway. Hey, Full Torque Fitness and Daniel Shipman will also be at Todd Wright Tour 21 this Sunday. We've been sold out for weeks. Our next golf tournament at the Eagles Golf Club. Daniel Shipman comes out. He plus one with the professional massage tables, and he stretches my golfers by request complimentary as part of introducing them to what he does at Full Torque Fitness. And he'll ask my golfers the questions. Are they tired playing golf or when they're done? Do they have low back pain while playing golf or when they wake up the next day? Do they feel their hips are not working correctly? One of the things Daniel says to my players is he talks about putting them through a Titleist Performance Institute screen to find and then remove limitations via a program custom built to get the most potential out of your golf swing and your game. For those of you who may not be able to afford one-on-one personal training with Daniel, there are small groups available, and it still features individualized training. Visit fulltorquefitness.com or call 727-351-5164. fulltorquefitness.com. Daniel Shipman not only comes to my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, and if you become one of his clients, he gets foursomes in my event that he gives away to his clients. So you could play in my tournament for free if you see him and become his client. But he does about 5 or 6 golf tournaments per month in the greater Tampa Bay area. Thank you, Daniel Shipman at Full Torque Fitness. I really want to, in this Toddcast, talk about Freddie Kitchens and the Cleveland Browns. But I'm going to wait at least one more game, because I have, sadly, as closely watched and followed the 3 Browns games. Granted, 2 were on national primetime television, and both duds, as have most of the primetime games so far. Now, granted, Houston, New Orleans was really good. That was that early game on Monday Night Football. What was the first Sunday night game? Dud, New England, Pittsburgh. The last 2 Monday night games, both duds. The next Monday night game should be a dud, considering the teams that are playing, both winless. And the opening Thursday night game, it wasn't a dud. It was competitive, but really, that's all we get. What was it, 14-10? So featuring some bad football in these primetime games, and the Browns have been as much of a part of that as anyone. So I'm going to wait a game for the I told you so on Coach Kitchens, and I want to turn to something I don't understand. What happened to Jim Harbaugh? I'm asking. What happened? Now, let me explain why I'm asking it this way. So, roughly 15 years ago, Jim Harbaugh started coaching at the University of San Diego and immediately started winning and winning big and turning some heads. A few years later, granted his dad had a connection, Harbaugh is hired at Stanford. And he wasn't there long, and yay, had Andrew Luck, but Jim Harbaugh got a lot of attention, turned a lot of heads. Then after a few years there, stays in the Bay Area, goes to the San Francisco 49ers. That went real well right from the start. The last year, not so much, but let me stop for a minute and recap three stops for Harbaugh and what happened along the way. And also, let me just add a personal note. Along the way, this was when I was still doing my national radio show as well. I was fortunate that I had a great boss in Craig Larson who could get me Jim Harbaugh to come on my show. Jim was a terrific guest. He was candid. He didn't speak like a coach. I brought up his Saved by the Bell appearance. We talked about some things from his playing days. It was fun. It was interesting. He was invested. There was so much to like. Couldn't get enough of it. So file that away. Now, the on-the-field performance. He won at University of San Diego. Hits the ground running at Stanford. 2010, Stanford goes to the Orange Bowl at 11-1. Their only loss that year was to Oregon, which played for the national championship. They win the Orange Bowl, won by like, what, three touchdowns, went 12-1. Then he goes to the Niners, and for three straight years, 2011, 2012, 2013, they win big. They were in the NFC title game minimum three straight years. And in 2012, they won the NFC title game before ultimately losing in the Power Outage Super Bowl in New Orleans in 2012. 2014, things start spiraling. The thought that Harbaugh was leaving at the end of the year, a number of odd things were going on. I think the team finished 8-8, which when things like that are going on, it's kind of impressive that you can still pull off a 500 record. And then the long talked about marriage of Harbaugh to his alma mater and Michigan. So let's take 2014, his last year with the Niners, not good. His tenure at Michigan started with a loss to Utah. Now, it's not like losing to App State, but it's still not a good sign. That first year, Michigan goes to a New Year's Day Bowl, but not one of the big ones. They go to the Citrus Bowl. They do win in big fashion. Okay. The next year, they move higher up on the bowl pecking order. They go to the Orange Bowl, albeit they lose that game in a very competitive Orange Bowl. The next year, 8-5, loss in the Outback Bowl. And then last season, poised to get into the college football playoff, all you got to do is the one thing Harbaugh said he would do that he hadn't done. Beat the school down south, which to Michigan fans is Ohio State. Ohio State hangs 62 on Michigan. 60 frickin' 2. Doesn't even matter what Michigan scored. 62. Michigan then goes, still gets a New Year's Six bowl to the Peach, and Florida hammers them. 41-15. Not a good finish to the year. Start to this season, Harbaugh's fifth at Michigan, a sluggish opening win against Middle Tennessee, watched about a half of it, then surviving, much as OU did the previous year, a quality effort from the United States Military Academy, Army, overtime, Michigan wins by 3 and celebrates, which I agree with Kirk Herbstreit. What are you celebrating? Perspective? Then they go out, as Fox has been rolling out, trying to bring attention back to noon games with this big noon Saturday, and just got annihilated by Wisconsin. 35-14 in a game that felt more like the 62 burger Ohio State chomped on at the end of the previous season. So that's Harbaugh's last five games. Embarrassed by Ohio State with the playoff, with the Big Ten title game, and a trip to the playoff potentially on the line. No showing against Felipe Franks and Florida in the Peach Bowl, sluggish in the opener against Mid-10, survive in double overtime against Army at home, and then Wisconsin pushes you all over the field. Now, I'm sure as this season goes on, although some of the games within the Big Ten don't look like walkovers, the record will look okay. But is it fair to think, you know, when Urban Meyer left Ohio State and Harbaugh had his say about Urban once Urban was out the door, and I'm not going to defend Urban Meyer. If you want to win football games, Urban's your guy. If you want integrity, honesty, and ethics, he ain't your guy. But Harbaugh couldn't beat him. And that's what he was brought to Ann Arbor to do. So the thought was, well, this will finally be the year he's out of the way. And now already this is how you look. You know, this is the fifth year for Harbaugh at Michigan. Some wondered if it would get to this point, even if it was good. Because amazingly, the last time Harbaugh lasted this long anywhere was when he played quarterback for the Bears. It was a long time ago. His own resume basically allows us to say he doesn't stay in one place very long. So can we start to circle November 30th, hosting Ohio State, as potentially Harbaugh's last game at Michigan, for reasons that would take me an hour to talk about. There are so many of them. Because the thought was, initially, right, he was going to do well at Michigan and then jump back to the NFL, and the thought was he would go to Stephen Ross, who some believe basically pays for Jim Harbaugh to coach at Michigan because Ross is such a heavy financial contributor to the University of Michigan. So lending itself to the Dolphins bottoming out, clearing everything out, and then bringing in their guy. But would they want to bring him in under these circumstances after another loss to Ohio State, a non-Urban Meyer loss at the end of another disappointing season in Michigan, where both sides just kind of walk away from each other and say, yeah, I don't want to do this either. So what happened to Jim Harbaugh? Let me go back to the initial question, because look, he took accountability after the game in front of live reporters and cameras. He didn't walk out of any press conferences, which is the thing to do these days. He took accountability. He said they were, what, overwhelmed, outplayed, outcoached? Okay. Did he offer any answers? What's the look in his eyes? What's going on in his head? He's 55 years old. There are coaches 10, 20 years older than him that don't have this look in their face. When he came for the Outback Bowl, which they lost to, what, South Carolina, I went to one of the pressers to announce the teams. And Harbaugh stood at that mic, and it was like, I don't even know this guy. This isn't the same guy I had on my radio show. There was no smile. There didn't seem to be any genuine nature to what he was saying. So I've been asking around, got any theories? What happened? Is there an explanation for not only the direction this is headed, but why the person doesn't look anything like the person that was successful literally 6 years ago? Again, let's run through what he did over a span of 4 years. Last year at Stanford, 12-1, only loss to an Oregon team that played for the national championship. Went to the Orange Bowl game, pounded Tech, finished 12-1. Go to the NFL, go to the Niners. First year, go to the NFC title game. Next year, go to the Super Bowl. Next year, go to the NFC title game. That was just over 5 years ago. What happened? You know, we're not supposed to question if the game has passed someone by. I'm just asking, what the hell happened to Jim Harbaugh? The results aren't there. And the same person who got the great results doesn't appear to be there either. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers. Remember, three locations in the Tampa Bay area: 6816 Gale Boulevard, 4847 North Armenia, 5555 West Hillsborough. Thank you to Anthony Peroni and Pin Chasers. Visit their Facebook page for more on their Selfless September, and they're always sending out on social media what their specials are, and they have so many of them. Good place to have a birthday party as well. Full Torque Fitness, also sponsor of the Todd Wright Toddcast and partner in Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Look forward to seeing Daniel at Todd Wright Tour 21 coming up this weekend. Let Daniel put you through that Titleist Performance Institute screen to find and remove your limitations as it relates to physically being able to swing the golf club properly. Visit FullTorqueFitness.com or call Daniel at 727-351-5164. Next week, maybe we talk about the Browns. Probably. And other things. Please subscribe to the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll do another one before next week. I'll talk to you next time.